one thing in that early day when the settlement came in here. The settlement came in 1906 and 7, and statehood, and they were walking sod plows.
Do they have rods on them coming back?
Yes, sir. Rod came back. The shear was almost shaped like that.
Let me get out a piece of paper.
Yeah, I should have brought some note paper in here.
Well, I've got a bundle up here. I've been carrying things around for jobs I've had to do and haven't yet. I sent a student a makeup test yesterday.
Let's see. The shear on a sod plow is something like that. This was a blade as well as this one. This cut the sidewall and this here, and then this come back over those rods as you mm-hmm. back over here, and that just turned it over. Mm-hmm. As it came up on it, it turned it over. Mm-hmm. That was your walking sod plow.
Oh.
That was still used. The walking sod plow was used to. In August of 1917, my brother boy I worked with him, about a half section there by Knowles, because my cousin was working with him. They were camping up there, and I went up to pick him up, take him to the train to go up to, he's drafted in the war, and it was in August of 17. So that thing was still used. It doesn't sound too many years back. It's been quite a while too. But they came in with their riding plows. But there wasn't too much sod plowed with your riding plows. Most of that sod was first broke with your walking plows.
Is there much virgin sod still here?
Not too much, no sir. Not too much. Most of the ground here that hasn't ever been turned isn't fit for farming. It's too sandy or too brushy. All the good land is turned back, except the last few years of this soil bank, there's some of that being turned back now, but most of the good ground has been broken up and all your heavy soil for wheat time.
You mentioned double trees. Is that the bar that you can use with two horses?
The double tree, is your main bar. Now it would work on a clevis here. If you're pulling a vehicle, it'd be the hole here, and the clevis come back here to tie on your machine. Then out here on the end of this double tree would come another clevis like this with a single tree on it, and this would be the tugs coming to your animal.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's your double tree.
Mm-hmm.
These are single trees. And these are double. I don't know where the word tree came, but then and this would, if it's on a wagon where your kingpin go through here, you see, on your tongue running right on out,
uh-huh.
running right here, and then your single tree with your tugs going up to your hames on your horse working between here, you see.
Uh-huh.
Horse work right in between here, and these tugs would go up here to the hame over your collar,
uh-huh.
hames here and tie on here, and then you hook these onto your single tree. Then this clevis had come to your, there was like an eye come over your single tree that was on fast and solid, and then a bolt through this to here and bolt on your double tree.
What would your father tell you if he wanted you to get the horses ready to put into this?
Harness and hitch up would be the...
Harness would be put the gear on them?
That would be,
hitch
yes.
Hitch would be put them...
Hitch them up to the wagon here. Implement whatever he's done to, you see. Yes.
When you got ready to put a collar on a horse, could you just take any collar and
no,
put
sir.
It on your horse?
No, you had to fit your collar. And your horses in your stalls in your barn, their horses are always the same stalls. And your feed manger up here, you stood two horses together, you see, that team, you know,
uh-huh.
what you call a team. And this horse is